that's Big Rail. Hi, I'm John. I'm an alcoholic. All right, my story. All right, we'll go way back. My parents got divorced at the age of 5. She got remarried at the age of 6. I hated my stepdad, hated him all my life. Of course, my father was the drug addict and the alcoholic. Never seen him. So basically, it was me and my mother. I'm a mama's boy, and I'm proud to admit it. Okay. By about the age of 13, I had my first drink, and it was also the same year my mother and stepdad decided to be foster parents. So it went from 3 kids to 13 kids in the same house. Lucky me. I was the oldest, and we can all skip to my senior year of high school, graduated, and joined the Army, 17 years old. So I went off to the military, had the parents' consent, and I was not living in that house with 13 kids anymore. So I was in the Army for 10 and a half years, and during that time, at the age of 21, I got married. 2 kids, 2 boys, and it went on for 7 years. Marriage was hell. Drinking the whole time. It got really, really bad at the time of my deployment. I went to Afghanistan in March of 2005. It was a really rough time before that because I had 2 kids. Actually, 1. She was pregnant with a 2nd. And she was a week away from having the baby. They would not let me stay. So the day I arrived in Afghanistan, I got a Red Cross message that my son was born. Yippee. Yeah. At least I got to miss all the diaper changing, right? So while I was gone, of course, I had to get the household stable. I had bought a new car, a new house, got everything arranged. Pretty much to fast forward, coming home, I had no house, no car, no wife, no kids. She had taken everything and sold it. She had emptied a bank account. She was already engaged to my best friend. Long story short, I went straight to the bar. Started drinking really heavily. Pretty much never left the bar or the club. I was there 7 days a week, 24/7. I was on the dart league, the pool league, the bowling league. Pretty much anything that you can come up with, that's what I did. Not to mention I went to school with the owner's son of the bar. So we had the after party at the bar. Anyhow, so it got to where I was on the dart league and whatnot, and we got really bad drinking, and I hated the effect of what it did to me, the hangovers and whatnot. And then I was told, well, if you do this, you'll never get drunk. Okay. So, of course, I got into drugs as well. Well, in doing that, I found out you can drink as much as you want, and you never get drunk. So, basically, I got into that. And basically, I was just a user at first, and then it got to the point where I couldn't afford it. So I went into dealing, and that's where a lot of my problems came about. I got robbed 3 times. I've got stabbed. I've got everything stolen from me 2 in my house. Broken relationships from my family, haven't seen my kids, and pretty much didn't care. So one day I went home, and just to tell you a little bit about how screwed up I was, and it's actually kind of funny now, I owned a 9mm. Well, I was the only one that had access to it, and it always was loaded. So I pulled it out, charged it, pulled the trigger, and it was empty. So I went from trying to kill myself to pissed off royally, and who touched my gun? So I went on for 3 days ranting and raving and going through everything and calling everybody, cussing them up and down, trying to figure out who messed with my shit. So that's how I forgot all about killing myself at that point. Yeah, it's kind of funny. Well, after I got divorced, I didn't go out with anybody for about 10 months because I didn't really care. But 4 months into that relationship, the only friend I had, I found her in his bed. So needless to say, that was a double shot. Didn't care anymore. So I tried to OD again. It got to where I was up to a quarter to a half a day. I don't think anybody else could survive on that much a day. But I did, and so I tried to do more. So I tried to OD twice. My mom finally got me. And to bring it to where I started to come out of all this mess, my mom called the VA. And this will be my second time coming through the VA. And I finally decided for myself that I would go ahead and do this thing, because the last time that I went out when I relapsed, my mom asked me why. And what really triggered it is I'm a bullshitter. I can bullshit my way out of anything. I had no answer. I couldn't answer why I did it. Right then I knew that everything I knew before or heard before was I couldn't control it. It controlled me. So right then it was for myself and for myself alone. So I went through the 3-week program, which ended up being a month and a half, because I wouldn't let them let me go until they put me somewhere, because I did not want to go back home. So I am in the halfway house at Axe over on Martin Luther King with the rest of the VA guys. And I am currently at 153 days sober today. I also have a sponsor, and I'm on my second half of the fourth step. I also do a Joe and Charlie's thing at my place. I have a very big support network, these guys over here, which got me up here doing this tonight. Yeah, it's a good, I like the way y'all get people up here to speak. Military guys do not like that. But anyhow, I do see my kids. I spend every other weekend with them. Me and my parents do talk, and I had one heck of a Mother's Day. It was amazing. My dad actually spoke to me for the first time in over 3 years. But for the most part, I'm just 100% focused on this recovery. Nothing's getting in the way. It doesn't matter what it is. And I don't know how much time I got, but that's about it.